借主一年对我们每个弟兄姐妹的保守带领。
We thank the keeping of our Lord that we can come here and worship Him today.
那么，让我们每个弟兄姐妹能在新的一年中也能继续的跟随主，继续做主美好的见证。
So that we may continue to follow our Lord and give good witness for Him in this coming year.
我们开始今天的信息之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
因为你是天地万物的主宰。
Because you are the Lord of heaven and earth.
因为主，你也按照你自己的形象，你造了人。
You have created us in your own images.
主，你让人在这个世界上能够居最高的、最尊贵的地位。
And you let us to have the highest position in this world.
特别是主，你也把我们在座的主你的儿女从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
We also thank you for taking us to be your children and deliver us from sin.
让我们在罪恶的捆绑之下，能在主你完全的恩典之中。
So we no longer under the bondage of sin, but live within your grace.
主，求主你赐我们智慧的心。
May you give us a heart of wisdom, so that we may understand your will. We thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们很多人听过一个故事，就是叫沙滩上的脚印。
So we have all heard the story. It's the footprints on the beach.
那么他说有一个基督徒呢，他名叫玛丽。
So there was a Christian. His name is what?
Mary.
Her name is Mary.
他有一天做了一个梦。
One day she had a dream.
那么梦中看到了他在沙滩上行走的一个场景。
And in the dream, she saw the way she was walking.
那么第一个是他信主之前的。
The first was her footstep before he became a believer. The way was that she was walking, and behind her there's another set of steps. So the second dream was the footprints of her after becoming a believer. So on that day, there is a second set of steps. So Mary knew that was the sign of God was walking with her. But she realized every time when she was facing trials, there was only one set of prints. So she asked the Lord Jesus. So he told me you will be always with me. You will walk with me to finish the whole journey.
但是我发现了我最需要你的时候呢，沙滩上会是只有一双脚印。
But when I realize when I need you the most, but I only have one set of footprints.
为什么在这些人生最低谷的时候，你却不在我的身边呢？
Why you are not with me during the lowest point in my life?
主回答了。
The Lord answered.
他说：“孩子，我从来没有离开过。”
He said, "Child, I have never.Forsaking you. When you just saw one set of footprints on the beach, that was not your footprints, because I carried you on my back. So this story tells us as we run into trials and difficulties.Not only the Lord is with us, He will also help us experience the troubles.
Actually,
The word have never said that if we believe in him, we shall never have tribulations. He had never said that everything in our life will be fine. He did not tell us there won't be any trials in our lives. He has never told us once we become a believer, all our life will be fine. So our Lord Jesus in John
16:33 has told us,
I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus is not telling us as Christians we shall not have trials. But when we are experiencing trials, we also will experience the peace that is the Lord is with us. So today in our passage, we know that the Lord experienced the storms with his disciples. We shall understand such a truth. As we run into storms in our lives, and the Lord will experience with us and he will cease those storms. So we're going to share this from three different perspectives. So the first, that Jesus and his disciples experienced the storm together. The second, Jesus calmed the storm. Jesus is the Lord of the wind and the sea. Let's look at the first. Jesus and his disciples experienced the storm together. So this came from verses 35 to 38. We'll read
35 and 36.
On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was.
那么从其中前面的第四章的第一节我们知道，当主耶稣在海边教授人的时候，他吸引了很多人来围在他身边。
We know from the first verse of chapter 4, when Jesus was teaching, there are many, many people who came.
以至于他不得不要找一条船。
To the point he has to find a boat.
在海里向岸上的众人用比喻来传讲神国的奥秘。
So he teach them about the mystery of the kingdom sitting in the boat on the sea.
那么到了晚上，主耶稣基督就召集他的门徒。
So a night came, he gathered his disciples. So let's go across to the other side. So what happened is, this is the story in chapter 5. They go into the area of the Gerasenes. So there we know that he chased out a crowd of demons from a person they were possessed.
那么门徒呢，听到主的吩咐，那么他们就离开这些人群。
So the disciples followed the Lord. They left the other people.
那么就进到耶稣所在的船里面。
So they went into the boat where Jesus was in.
他们一开一起向小对岸去。
So they went across to the other side.
而且跟他们也有别的船只一起同行。
There were other boats that went with them.
这里我们看到耶稣和他的门徒是在一条船上。
Here we can see that Jesus and his disciples were in one boat. The other boats around them. And this time, before they reached the shore, there was a storm. Let's read verse
37.
And a great windstorm arose, and then the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling.
那么这里描述的这场风暴有两个特点。
There are two characteristics of the storm.
一是来得快。
It came suddenly.
忽然出现，那么没有任何的准备。
They were not prepared.
那么第二个就是这场风暴非常的声势浩大。
So this storm has a great form.
那么风暴引起的波浪打入船内，船几乎被充满了水。
So the boat almost filled with the waves.
那我们可以想象当时的情形是十分恐怖的。
So we can imagine it was pretty horrifying.
那么这些船在这些大风的波浪中颠簸，那么忽高忽低，随时其实都有翻船的可能。
So this boat ran through the storm up and down, almost capsized.
那么现在主耶稣基督呢和他的门徒在同一条船上。
And Jesus was in the same boat with his disciples.
现在一同经历这场海上的风暴。
So they experienced this storm together.
其实我们每个人在人生的旅途中
，in our daily journey，
也会经历忽然来临的这些苦难、艰难或者一些绝望的时刻。
We will also experience suddenly coming tribulations and even despair.
那么这些事情的发生对世人来说都当作是偶然。
So for other people, worldly people, they think these are accidents.
那是对神的儿女来说，任何事情的发生都是神所命定的。
So for children of God, anything that happens are ordained by God.
那么对神的儿女来说，神要通过这些来试炼我们，向我们显明他是谁，我们是谁。
So for God's children, that God uses to show us who we are and who He is.
这样我们才会更多的认识神。
Only by doing this, we can know God even more.
更多的认识我们自己和真正的需要。
We also know better ourselves and know more about what we need.
那么就像约伯记里的约伯经历那么大的苦难之后，他所说的。
Just like Job, after he experienced such tribulations.
那么约伯记四十二章五到六节，约伯这样经历苦难之后，最后他这样讲，他说：“我从前分文有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。”
So that's Job 42, verse 5 and 6. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
那么现在让我们一起来观察一下，在这种极其危险的情况下，那么耶稣和他的门徒有些什么不同的表现。
So let us observe during the storm, what were the different attitude between Jesus and his disciples? Let's look at verse 38.
耶稣在船尾上，枕在枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
那么这里我们看到主耶稣他是在船尾睡觉。
So we see Jesus was sleeping in the stern.
这个时候，那么但是门徒呢，他们都是焦急万分，以为都要丧命。
So the disciples they were very worried. They thought they're going to die.
那么这很像约拿书主约拿和船上的那些人遭遇风暴的情景。
This is pretty similar to what happened to Jonah when he was in the boat with the other people.
我们从约拿书上得知呢，约拿其实那个时候呢是在睡觉，船上的人以为要灭亡了。
We knew that Jonah was also sleeping, and the other people in the boat, so they were perishing.
那么根据一项考察呢，他们主耶稣和门徒当时所坐的船呢，它是长26.5英尺。
So the boat that Jesus and disciples in was about 25.6 inches long.
它是宽的，是7.5英尺。
7.5 inches wide.
那么船的深度呢是4.5英尺。
It is about 4.5 inches deep.
那么在船尾呢有一个高的平台。
So at the stern there is a higher place.
那么这种船呢最多能坐差不多15个人。
So the boat can carry no more than 15 people.
那么主耶稣当初很可能就是坐在这个船尾的那个高台上，向岸上的人来传讲神国的道。
It's possible Jesus was sitting on the high place and in the stern to preach to the people on shore.
而现在已经天色晚了，所以耶稣基督呢，他就在原地就休息了。
At this time it's late, so Jesus was resting.
所以从这里呢，我们可以看到耶稣基督他完全的人性。
Here we can see the entire humanity of Jesus.
也能看到耶稣基督的神性。
We can also see his divinity.
所以耶稣基督他作为一个完全的人
，as 100% human.
因为一天的劳累
，because of days of tiredness.
他正在床尾上枕着枕头在睡觉。
So he was sleeping in the stern.
而且呢，除了罪以外，耶稣基督他有人所有的软弱。
Other than sin, Jesus have all the weakness of human beings.
所以所有人的软弱在耶稣基督的身上都有体现。
So all the weakness of human can be seen in Jesus.
从这里我们看到，主耶稣也没有劳累。
Here we can see that Jesus can be tired.
主耶稣也需要休息。
He needs rest.
那么从马太福音42节我们知道主耶稣也会饥饿。
So from Matthew 4:2, we know Jesus can be hungry.
那么从马太福音3:5我们知道耶稣基督他有时候也会发怒。
And from Matthew 3, we know Jesus can be angry.
那么从约翰福音11:35可以看到主耶稣有时候也会哭泣。
And we also from John 11 know that Jesus can weep.
那么从十字架上，我们可以看到主耶稣也会死亡。
We know that Jesus can die on the cross.
然而呢，他既没有罪性，也就是他从来没有犯过罪。
But he has no sin nature, means he has never committed any sins.
那么就像希伯来书4:15告诉我们
，So in Hebrew chapter 4:15 it says.
那么他说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
那么作为完全的神，我们知道耶稣基督他是无所不知、无所不能的。
So as far as being God, we know He is omniscient and He is omnipotent.
他创造万有，他也掌控万有。
He created all things and He is in control of all things.
没有他的许可，不会有暴风，也不会有巨浪。
Without His permission, there's no storm, there's no great waves.
那么这里我们也看到门徒呢，在面对困境的时候，虽然有主的同在。
Here we can see even those disciples are having troubles there with the Lord.
那么，但是由于信心不足而表现出恐惧和焦急。
Because of their lack of faith, therefore they show their worries and anxiety.
其实这里的门徒对主耶稣的呼求和约拿书中船主对约拿的请求很相似。
So here.The disciples' calling of Jesus was similar to those people who were calling Jonah in the boat.
那么，但是这里面有本质的区别。
The basic differences.
那么约拿书第一章第六节。
In Jonah chapter 1, 6, that, the second half.
那么这里呢，船主对约拿说，起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。
So perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.
而这里呢，门徒是直接跟耶稣求，说夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
So here the disciples calling on Jesus, Lord, you do not care, we are perishing.
那么两种情形都是在急难中的呼求的呼救的请求。
So this both are calling for help in trouble.
那么约拿书中的船主请求约拿向他的神呼求。
So in the boat where Jonah was, the people asked him to call to his God.
而这里门徒是直接向耶稣呼求。
But here the disciples called directly to Jesus.
所以呢，门徒对主并不是说没有信心。
This does not mean they do not have faith in the Lord, but they do not have enough faith. Otherwise, they would not call on Him.
那么在马可福音第九章，有一个人求耶稣赶鬼从他身上走。
So in Mark 9, there was a person asking Jesus to chase out demons from him.
那么这里在马可福音第九节，这位父亲对耶稣说。
So in Mark, this father said to Jesus,
那么马可福音九章二十四节，他说，这位父亲说，我信，但我信心不足，求主帮助。
The father says, I believe, but I do not have enough. May the Lord help me.
那么门徒并没有向约拿书主传主叫约拿起来求告他的神来救他们。
So in the book of Jonah, the people didn't ask him to ask the Lord to help.
二是直接呼求耶稣来救他们。
But the disciples was asking Jesus directly.
他们之所以直接呼求主来拯救。
So they directly ask Jesus to save them.
因为他们亲眼目睹过主耶稣医治各样的疾病。
Because they have witnessed Jesus healing all kinds of diseases. They witnessed Jesus chasing out demons. They witnessed Jesus performing many, many miracles. So the disciples believe that Jesus will save them. Because they do not have enough faith or they are fearful. So because of their fear, they lack patience.
其实我们很多时候和这些门徒是一模一样的。
Many times we are just like those disciples.
当我们遇到艰难或者困境时，
when we are facing tribulations, we believe God will save us.
却总是因为忍耐不够。
But always because we do not have enough faith.
就想让神马上来解决我们面对的困难。
So we want to solve the problem immediately.
那么如果很难，那么如果艰难困难没有及时得到解决，
if we do not receive solutions quickly,
我们就会开始急躁或者是恐慌。
So we become fearful.
所以这些都是我们信心不足的表现。
So these are signs of a lack of faith.
那么现在这里我们看到了门徒的呼求。
Here we see the disciples calling.
下面我们看一下主耶稣基督他的回应。
Now let's see how did Jesus respond.
那么我们看三十九节。
Verse 39.
耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。
And he awoke.And they rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. Here, once again, we see the divinity of our Lord Jesus. We also see his love and passion for his disciples. He did notrebuke them for waking him up.
就是斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
But he rebuked the wind, told them to be still.
那么这里斥责，这个里面的斥责和马可福音一章二十五节中耶稣斥责乌鬼所用的词是完全一样的。
So the word rebuke here is the same word Jesus rebuked the demons.
那么他斥责乌鬼，乌鬼就从人的身上被赶出去。
So when he rebuked the demons were chased out from the man.
这里他斥责风，风就止住。
Here he rebuked the wind ceased.
也就是说，他的话带着能力。
In other words, his words has power.
且对乌鬼和风都有同样的效力。
Is effective for both causing the demons and the wind to cease.
那么当他让海面平静时，
when the sea become calm,
海面是立即平静，
immediately become calm.
我们常说是无风不起浪。
We often say if there's no wind, there will be no wave.
那么虽然风是起浪的原因，
so wind is the cause of the waves.
但是当风停止时，海浪根本不会马上停止。
But when the wind stops, the wave may not stop right away.
而是逐渐的变小，慢慢消失。
So they slowly, wind.
但是当耶稣发出命令时，风和海浪是同时停止。
So when Jesus gave the order, both the wind and the wave stopped together.
可见风和浪都是服从耶稣他的命令。
So in other words, the wind and the wave listens to Jesus.
而这些只有神可以这样做。
Only God can do such things.
所以也就是耶稣基督他一定是神。
So that we know Jesus must be God.
那么此时呢，风暴跟巨浪都已经停息了。
After the wind and the storm ceased,
门徒们本来是欢呼。
So the disciples should be joyful.
然而他们心中呢又产生了另一种恐惧。
Yet they were filled with another kind of fear.
我们看一下最后一点，就是最后第四十节到第四十一节。
So let's read verse 40 to 41.
那么耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Here Jesus is telling his disciples, "Now you have seen that I ceased the wind and the storm. You do not need to be afraid. You need to trust me." For the disciples, so the more they see Jesus' miracles, so they have more puzzles and questions. So this person who lives with every day, who is he? Of course, they will naturally ask this question. So he can make the wind and the sea listen to him. Why does wind and the sea obey him?
那么尽管门徒亲眼目睹过耶稣基督医治各种的疾病，也赶出乌鬼，还有行各样的神迹。
Even though they have witnessed Jesus healing diseases, chasing out demons and miracles,
让我们要知道，他的门徒还没有看到过主在十字架上死以及三日后复活的情形。
But they have not yet witnessed Jesus die on the cross and resurrected after 3 days.
所以他的门徒呢，没有足够的信心，肯定耶稣就是神。
So they do not have enough faith to confirm that Jesus is God. But for us, we know that our Lord Jesus is omniscient, is omnipotent. We also know that He took all our sins. We also know that He died on the cross and resurrected after 3 days. And He ascended and finished His commission. We also know that He controls all things. But we can only experience things by God's grace. Then we can experience the Lord's presence and the Lord's great power. Then our faith will continue to grow.
所以呢，通过今天耶稣平息一场在海上的风暴这件事，
through today the discussion on Jesus ceasing of the storm and wind，
我们明白，当我们经历生命中的任何艰难困境时，
so we know no matter what kind of difficulties and trials in our lives，
咱们主必与我们同在，
the Lord will be with us，
他也必帮助我们度过这些困境，
He will help us through this。
那么他让我们经历这些生活中的困境，
He let us experience such difficulties in life，
为了试炼我们，让我们更依靠他。
He sought to make us depend on Him even more，
让我们属灵的生命更加成熟，
so that our spiritual life be more mature，
也让我们看到。
Also let us see，
那么主耶稣基督呢，他既是完全的神，也是完全的人。
So our Lord Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. He never had sin and He never committed any sins. So He has mercy on our weakness. He knows all our needs.
那我们知道，也知道耶稣基督他的恩慈、怜悯会显现在各个方面。
We also know that His kindness and His mercy will show all over.
那么，当我们生命中遇到各样的困境时，所以，when we
face different difficulties,
我们必须要明白耶稣基督他的应许。We
must understand His promises.
他说：“我必会与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
He says, "I will be with you until the end of the earth."
他也必会引导我们走完在世的历程。
He will lead us through this whole journey. He will teach us how to obey Him. So let our faith continue to grow more and more, so that our life be more abundant. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天这个时间。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words today. You led us to come and worship you on the last day of this year. We thank you for your guidance and for your protection of all the brothers, sisters, and the church.
不受试探。
We thank you for protecting us not to face temptations.
也感谢主，你在过去的一年中带领我们，帮助我们走过各样的困境。
We also thank you for guiding and protect us through all difficulties.
主，让我们真的是知道，主，我们经历各样的困境，主都是为了我们的好处。
We also thank you for knowing that through all kinds of difficulties, they are only good for us.
Lord,
so that once we have experienced, we shall know you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So we can truly experience your presence with us. Oh Lord, we thank you. We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.